I'm Larry Caressel, and this is Arts Focus. Guest conductor George Daugherty will conduct the Springfield Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night in Bugs Bunny at the Symphony. It's at the Kuss Auditorium of the Clark State Performing Arts Center.
We've been doing this concert for 35 years, and we have been all over the world. We've been with over 350 orchestras, including the major majors like the New York Philharmonic, the Boston Pops, Cleveland Orchestra, the Cincinnati Symphony. We just did our 22nd performance at the Hollywood Bowl, Sydney Opera House, Royal Opera House in London. Over 3 million people have seen the concert so far.
Your company is called IFX Productions. What else does that company do?
We've done a lot. We won Emmy Awards for our production of Peter and the Wolf for the ABC Television Network. We've done movies. We do a lot, but Bugs Bunny at the Symphony is our most popular project and keeps us going.
What will we actually hear during the Springfield Symphony concert this Saturday? Is it Rossini as Rossini wrote it, or is it the arrangements of the music as heard in the cartoons?
Well, we are doing the Barber of Seville overture as the overture, just so the audience can get into the whole Rossini mood, because there's so much Rossini in this concert. But no, we are playing the original Carl Stalling and Milt Franklin animation scores that were created for these cartoons. So the audience will come in, they'll see the fantastic Springfield Symphony on stage, and above them will be a gigantic screen, and on the big screen they will see 16 incredible Looney Tunes, brilliant, brilliant animated shorts, and all the ones that we grew up with, The Rabbit of Seville, What's Opera Doc, Baton Bunny, Corny Concerto, Long Haired Hare, all with the original scores played in exact synchronization to the cartoon.
How challenging is that music to play?
It is very challenging. It is incredibly fast. It is incredibly complicated. It is absolutely a workout for the orchestra, just musically. And then we're adding to it the complication of having to play exactly in sync to the cartoons. And we use the same techniques as they use in the recording studio in Hollywood. The orchestra really has their work cut out for them.
And how many rehearsals do you get before the Saturday show?
Typically, we get two. And that's what we have in Springfield, two rehearsals. So it's a lot of work and working fast.
Was the idea of doing Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 35 years ago originally your baby?
This was my baby, and David Wong, who was my co-creator, co-producer, who is the director of production for all this. He does all the spectacular lighting that we have. This is our idea back in 1989. We thought of this. 1989 was Bugs's 50th birthday. We thought we would do this for a couple of years and then go back to other projects, but it really caught on, and we've been doing it ever since. And now it's Bugs's 85th birthday this year.
And he never gets old.
Yeah, and we're celebrating Bugs' 85th birthday in this concert with a brand new world premiere animated short that celebrates Happy Birthday Bugs, 85 years. One of the joys of this concert is that it is absolutely multi-generational. We have frequently seen four generations of families show up. The kids, their parents, the grandparents, even the great-grandparents. We see this all the time. These cartoons play beautifully to all audiences and all ages. Sometimes when parents take their kids to see something that is just made for the kids, the parents are bored to death. And by the opposite spectrum, when parents take their kids to see something ultra classical, whatever, the kids aren't quite ready for that. In this case, everybody loves it. And we see these generations coming back over and over again. It is also the perfect way for people who don't normally come to the symphony orchestra to experience the symphony orchestra for the first time. We frequently see demographic evidence that 70% of our audience are coming to the symphony orchestra for the first time. And this even happened with the New York Philharmonic, with the Philadelphia Orchestra. We had 70% newbies with New York Philharmonic at Lincoln Center, with the Philadelphia Orchestra, because it is the perfect way for non-classicists to experience the joy of a symphony orchestra. It's always wonderful to play with a medium-sized orchestra like the Springfield Symphony, because this is really a way for them to enlarge their audiences and for us to help them bring new people into the concert hall. It allows us to really outreach into communities and to help them build their classical audiences.
George Daugherty conducts Bugs Bunny at the Symphony at the Kuss Auditorium with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra this Saturday starting at 7:30 p.m. Get more details at springfieldsym.org. I'm Larry Kervessel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.